Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men set a light, rather a candle, and put it under a bushel, on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let me read that last verse again. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. I want to speak with you a while this morning. There's great joy when you give God the glory.
You notice how when things are going bad, when you're walking outside of God, and then when you come back into God, everything's okay. We can see the difference. We are grown ups. We see the difference between being with God and being outside of God. We got to understand that when we're not with God, we're not doing the right thing. But when we're going with God, He's protecting us. That's what I feel, that He's protecting me. Whenever I go out, He's protecting me because I vow to just do whatever He has for me to do. If He want me to sing, I'll sing. If He want me to preach, I'll preach. But right, not right now. Not right now. Whatever He has for me, I'll do. Because I feel like God is pushing me and leading me in the right direction. You know, I've been running for a long time. Been running for a long time. I don't know what He has for me, but whatever it is, I'll do. He's been so good to me. It's the best thing. It's the best thing. It's the best thing. Keep going, keep going.
It's the best thing I am.
Yeah, that's what I like. No practice. This is practice right here. Keep on doing it. Keep on doing it.
Somebody who, a fireman, I think, you probably heard this, he started his truck on fire so he could get the insurance. And somehow it seems that, first off, there were a couple of things that made everybody know it must have been him that did that. One was that he was the only one who had a key to the truck that got burned out, that he said was stolen. Well, this is okay, but you know what? Also, he had made a phone call when he was somewhere near that truck.
Yeah.
Just a few hours, or just a few minutes, rather, before it happened.
Uh-huh.
And you know what? They were able to tell where he was when he made that phone call. And so because of that, because of the electronics, they knew exactly where he was just before. Somehow he just had to confess. You're caught there this time. It seems that there are so many things that we do in so many places we are that folks just sort of know where we are. There's an icon on my computer at home where I can punch it and it finds my iPhone.
Uh-huh.
But you know what? It puts up a map.
Uh-huh.
And it tells me where my iPhone is.
Yes, sir.
Uh-huh. And Jayla, you all know Jayla. Jayla, who lives down in Southern, her iPad shows up on it.
Uh-huh.
My iPad, just exactly where I am, and where she is, where we are.
Uh-huh.
We can find out electronically where folks are and what they're doing.
Yeah, that's right.
So the things that we do, the good things we do, the bad things we do, the places we go, somehow it seems that people know about it. And I guess the bottom line is we have a light for folks to know the good things.
Yeah, that's right.
Come on, Pastor.
And the places we've been.
Yeah.
Or the things we've done.
Yeah.
But somehow we'd like for it to be kept quiet if possible.
Yeah.
About places we should not have been.
Right now.
We should not have done.
Yeah.
But you know, as we think about this, I suppose not only do we want people to know the places we've been there and the things we've done that are good.
Yeah, right.
We don't mind getting praised about the good things we've done.
Mm-hmm.
If I've done something good, I sure would like to hear them.
Yeah.
I want somebody to tell me that, you know, that was really good that you did this, and you did the other. Somehow it's good to have somebody to pat you on the back.
Yeah.
But you know, somehow the scripture is letting us know that somehow if you do something that's good and people see it, and they know that you're on the Lord's side.
All right.
Somehow the reason that you're doing it oughtn't be to get the praise.
That
God might be glorified.
That's right. Yes, sir.
That's what Jesus is telling our disciples there. He said, do good works.
Yeah.
Let it be seen. Let people know that you're doing it. But let them know also that you're on the Lord's side. You're doing this because the Lord made you do this.
Yeah.
The Lord gave you an opportunity to do this. And you found joy in doing something that lifted the word and let somebody know how good the Lord is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was thinking last night when I was preparing that somebody who did something, and I don't know who it was, and I wish I did, because I would go and thank them and praise them and pat them on the back, but I don't know who it was.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just tell you about it. When we were about to build the church, as a matter of fact, we were in the process of building the church, and we found out that there was a problem because there was water under the building.
Mm-hmm.
Live stream, even right now,
mm-hmm.
under the building. So myself and the contractor were standing there, and we both sort of saw it at the same time. All this water's coming out. That's a problem that's got to be fixed. How are we going to take care of that? We already spent all that we had. My credit cards were over the top. And somebody, I don't know who it was, and I don't know who to thank for this. I'm just going to give God the glory. That's going to thank him for that. But somebody went to M&T Bank. They weren't M&T then. That was a few generations ago. And they told them about the situation. And they called me into there. I had no idea why they were calling. I knew nothing about them. They called me into their office over in Greenbelt, Maryland. And when I got there, they told me they understood the situation. And they gave me, listen to this. Now, anybody who knows a lot about finances is going to say, Reverend Stinger, you sure you're telling the truth? They gave me a signature loan.
Okay.
That was enough to take care of that $100,000 signature loan.
Mm-hmm.
They don't do that.
That's right.
The way that I can tell you this, you know, this testimony is true. We got it fixed.
Yeah.
We took that money to get it. They said, banker who we had before, the bank here in Leesburg, said, right, when they came by and saw the water come in before we got the money to fix it, he said, Pastor Stinger, the amount that we can loan you can't possibly fix that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they walked away.
Mm-hmm.
Our bank was walking away. All we had was a hole in the ground with water coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody stepped in. I don't know who. And I don't know how high it had to go up in the bank. But we need to get a signature loan to fix that problem. So I can't go fight the folks. I don't know who it was. All I can do is give God the Lord. And I can't help but think of whoever did it. I didn't want anybody to have to know about it. I don't know how far we had to go. They weren't looking for more business. They weren't going to get more business from us.
Yeah.
No, all they were doing was doing something for the Lord.
Yeah.
They were trying to let us know that they wanted to do something good because we were a church and we were struggling. And they were there to help us through that situation. Give God the glory.
Yeah.
Give God the glory. You know, it's so good when you look at your life and you say, well, there's some things that I can do to help to advance the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
And somehow when I do it, I don't want to get praised for it.
Yeah.
I just want to see things improve. I want to see the kingdom of God grow. I want to see more people coming in to the church. I want to see some changes being made that the Lord would have made. I want everybody to know I'm on the Lord's side. And whatever it is that I need to do, I want to do. And I can look around the church and I can see some folks, and I'm just going to tell you, because I know some history here, I can tell you some folks that don't want to be praised for the things that they've done.
Wow.
All they want to do is find joy in knowing that they have helped to do what God would have them do. They want to give God the glory. Even last night. Now, Reverend Joshua, I'm not going to praise you, but you don't want that. You've already got the joy. But let me just tell you about Reverend Joshua. Reverend Jasper was one who taught these young children, and they wanted outside. They didn't want to come, but somehow the things that he taught them and the way that he taught me, he finds joy in knowing that they've come now. He doesn't want to be praised for what he did. He wants everybody to see them here. And the fact that he was involved in it, it doesn't matter to them. They're here. They decided to make Jesus their choice. Somehow, it's not about being praised for what you did. Give God the glory. And see your work. And recognize your work. And recognize that God is there. And we want to praise him and do everything we can to help the kingdom of God grow. That's who we are.
Yeah.
We who are of the household of faith,
yes,
all of us should feel, I don't want to be praised for the things I do.
Yeah.
I don't need to be praised. I'm going to find joy
when
folks see what the Lord has done. And use my hand for what the Lord has done. He used my resources for what the Lord has done.
Yeah.
I want him to get the glory.
Yeah.
You get glory when you don't get the praise. Yet God gets the glory when you do things and you allow him to be the one.
Yeah.
He's the one that did it. He's the one that made it happen. Again, I don't know who it was that helped us through that situation with the water. But I do know this, God made it happen. So I can't thank the folks at M&T. I can't thank the first person who may have stood behind it somehow.
Yeah.
There were no other names on that paperwork. I can't thank it, but I can give God the glory.
Yeah.
We were at a point where all we could do was pray and ask God to make something happen. God made something happen.
Yeah.
You know, he says also with the salt of the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's something I like, you know, no matter who talks about that salt, you know, all these different things that salt can do and does do.
Yeah.
But I think the most important thing that salt does, I believe that's why Jesus chose salt. I mean, there are a lot of different seasonings and things.
Yeah.
But he said salt.
Yeah.
Because, you know, salt does something different than most things that we consider to be seasoning. It brings the best out.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what salt does.
Yeah.
It brings the best out. And so we who are of the household of faith, we who trust in the Lord, the thing that we can do is when we're around folks, we can not try to make them who we are.
Yeah.
No, it's not like the chili pepper and the hot sauce. And those things have their own identity.
Yeah.
And when you put it up on there, whatever you put it on, it's lost its identity.
Yeah.
But salt's not that way.
Yeah.
You put salt on,
just enough.
Put a whole lot of salt, because it can't take its own identity.
Yeah.
Don't put a whole lot of salt, but just a little salt.
Yeah.
Just a little salt.
Yeah.
And it brings out the best.
Yeah.
It brings out the best.
Yeah.
So we as the Lord, who know the Lord, when we get close to folks, what we ought to be doing is helping to bring the best out of them.
Yes, sir.
Let them know who the Lord is. Let them know what the Lord has done for them.
Yeah.
Let them know what they owe to the Lord. And then bring the best out. Help them to get on track to serve the Lord and to do his blessed will. We have a salt. We need to bring out the best. I don't want to play with you like me. I don't want to turn you into what I am. No, I want you to be what you are.
Yes,
those two young ladies, I'm just thinking that. Those two young ladies, what you did for them, we brought the best out. They are beautiful young ladies.
Yes,
and now they're on the Lord's side.
Hallelujah.
They decided to give themselves up, put the best out. You know, as we look around, I know over at Madison House that you pray with folks. And what you do when they're going through situations,
you have to
bring the best out of them. They've got a situation, but somehow they look at that situation and know the Lord is able to, because you teach them and you're taught them. You're right. I think God put you there for a special reason.
Right.
So you'll be there to be the salt that they need in order to be their very best.
Yeah.
I look at you, Minister Cole, and the things that you do. Now, y'all don't know this. But Mr. Cole was offered a whole lot of money to go and do what he does here.
Mm-hmm.
But he wanted to come, and he's working with us here.
That's right.
Not that he gets paid, not that he gets a whole lot of not even that he gets a whole lot of praise, but he's doing that so that God can get some glory.
The Lord.
So that people learn about the Lord. Because you were willing to give up all that you could have had in order to be here with us.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the praise.
Yeah.
He doesn't want the glory. The money, I mean. What he wants to do is to help to build the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
He is joy out of knowing that the Lord is getting closer to the folks that he got you. He's teaching people things that they need to know about the Lord. Letting us know things that make us realize that God is real.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There's joy. There's
joy.
There's joy. There's
joy
in giving God the glory.
Yeah.
There's joy in helping to see the kingdom of God grow. So all of us who are a part of this household of faith need to be reaching out to somebody and letting them know that we want them to grow in the Lord.
Yeah.
Maybe we say we want them to come to this church, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
But what we really want them to do is to get close to the Lord.
Amen.
The more that we can do to make people realize that they need the Lord, mm-hmm. the closer we can bring people to the Lord,
yeah.
the more we can help to enhance their chances of becoming close to the Lord, mm-hmm. the more we've done. And we don't need to get praise
yeah.
for it. No,
yeah,
we just need
right.
to make sure that what we've done is to help to do what God would have us to do. That's who all of us
that's
are.
Right.
Every one of us.
Mm-hmm.
He right. was talking to the disciples. He was talking to anybody who has accepted Christ, anybody who's going to follow him. Those,
right.
those disciples were just starting to follow him.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't just the disciples there. When he called the disciples came to him, he's going to teach them.
Right.
But the crowd came.
Mm-hmm.
It turned out to be the sermon.
Yeah.
A big sermon. Sermon on that. So many people were there. And he taught them about the Beatitudes. That's your attitude that
yeah,
whenever you're going through anything, no matter what it is you're going through,
yeah.
you can have an attitude knowing I'm being blessed.
Yeah.
Things aren't going the way I wanted to go,
yeah.
but God's
going
to bring me through this. I'm blessed,
yeah.
and I know what He's going to do.
Amen.
So that's the attitude that you need to have when you're on the Lord's side. I
yeah.
know that I don't have all that I want, but,
mm-hmm.
but I know the Lord's going to give me what I need.
Yeah.
I'm blessed.
Amen.
And you count yourself as blessed. He
yes,
said, when you look at all of those things that he talked about, I'm blessed no matter what I mean,
no
but that's okay. I'm not kind of blessed
that's
like
that's
somebody
that's
else can, but I'm blessed.
Yeah.
Because somehow the meek and the weak and those who don't have it, God's going to bless you.
That's right.
Don't worry about where you are. Count where you are as a place where you can be blessed.
That's
and
right.
he started
right.
off by telling them that. And then he went on to tell them about that salt that we just talked about.
Yeah.
We need to be like that, so we need to bring the best out of the folks around us.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean we have to beat them up and make them do something.
No.
Bring the best
yes.
out of those we know.
Yeah.
We're going to let them know who the Lord is and let them know how God wants to use them and how he can use them.
Yeah.
All of us need to be that salt and all of us need to be that light. So when people look at us and see the things that we're doing and the way that we love the Lord and the way that we love them, somehow they will feel also that the Lord is special,
yeah.
and they want to become a part of that household of faith.
Mm-hmm.
That's who you are.
Yeah.
You're somebody who's going to be the light and the salt
yeah.
to help bring people closer to God
mm-hmm.
and to make sure that when all that is done, you don't get the praise for it. You don't say, well, I put five people in the church. Well, no, that's all that's given.
Yeah.
Give God the glory.
Amen. That's right.
Give God
Amen.
The glory.
Yeah.
Give God the glory. He blessed
yeah.
your heart. Somehow,
yeah.
Yeah. He gave you the right words.
Yeah. Yeah.
He taught you and showed you so
that's
you were
right.
able to help somebody to get closer to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
I love being patted on the back. I'm going to admit it. I
yeah,
love people
yeah,
telling me good things
Lord.
That I've done. I don't mind saying that.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mind letting you know that I feel good about the things that I've seen happen here at this church.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's not because of me.
Yeah.
I'm
Amen.
Glad that God allowed me
That's
to be
right.
involved in it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I just want to give him the glory.
Yeah.
I want to give him the glory.
Amen.
Look how he's blessed us.
Mm-hmm.
The
yeah.
things that he's done to make us what we are and who we are.
Yeah.
Look at the ministers that we have and the deacons
yeah.
that we
yeah.
have
yeah.
and
yeah.
the
Thank
choir
you,
that we have. God is blessing us.
Yeah.
Blessing
yes.
us.
Yes, he is.
Give
Thank
him
you,
the
God.
Glory.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
didn't do it.
Yeah.
Brother Jasper, all that you did, it was beautiful. But give God the glory.
Yeah. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Pastor Cole, you know the word and
yeah.
teach the word.
Yeah.
Tell the word. Tell the story.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to give God the glory.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
Thank God for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Appreciate what God has
yeah.
done by making
Amen.
You a part of this
Amen.
Household.
Yeah.
God,
yes,
I love the way you sing.
Yeah.
I'm going to give God the glory.
Amen.
Amen. Stir me up. You
yeah.
need to sing.
Yeah.
You can pain. You need to sing. It stirs everybody up.
Mm.
But I'm not going to praise you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to give God the glory.
Yeah.
I'm going to give
God
the glory. Not you. But God. All that you do. Don't take the praise.
Mm-hmm.
Don't look for pats on the back.
Yeah.
Just give God
yeah.
the glory.
That's
yeah.
right.
Let's talk to God.
Yeah.
Our Father and our loving God, we realize that within each one of us,
mm-hmm.
we have some testimony, real testimony,
mm-hmm.
that we can talk to somebody about. Somebody who's going through something, we can let them know that we've gone through the same thing.
Yes.
Somebody who's down, Father, we can let them know that they can recognize themselves as being blessed because you can and will lift them up. Help us, Father, to be what you would have us to be.
Yes, God.
Of faith, of vessels of love. Because somehow we're vessels, we're not the love. We're giving them, transferring, and allowing ourselves to be used to give them your love. So bless us, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Continue to bless us.
Bless us.
And continue to let us find joy in doing all that we can. All that we can to give you the glory. All that we can to let the world know that you are God. Doing all that we can to let those who have fallen by the wayside know that we have a God who can lift them up. Doing all that we can to let them know that we have a God who is not only powerful but loving. A God who is there for me. God for each of us. God for each of them. Bless them, Father. Bless them in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And bless us, Father. And give us a desire not to be praised. Not to have ourselves patted on the back for all the things we do in the church and for the church, but rather, Father, to find joy in having an opportunity to give you glory. In the precious name, the powerful, loving name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
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 Amen. Somebody ought to give God the glory. Is there somebody who would like to come down? He's been waiting for you a long time. I don't know just how long, because I don't know how old you are, but he's been waiting for you all your life. He's not waiting for you to get it right. He's not waiting for you to say that I think I'm ready now. He wants you to know that now is the right time. Why wait longer? His arms open for you. All those things you just talked about that nobody knows, those places you've been that you should not have been, he knows about all of them. But that does not keep him from wanting you to come to him right now. It's not about who you've been. It's not even about who you are right now. He wants you just as you are because of what he can help you to become. Put yourself in his hands, his loving hands. He can turn you into all that he would have you to be. He knows you're good. He knows you're bad, Mark. He knows all about you. But he wants you. He wants you. Jesus died that you have the opportunity that you have the right to. He died on the cross for the sins that you feel are holding you back. He's ready to wash away your sins just by your acceptance of his word and of his love. Or maybe now there's somebody who's already said yes to the Lord a long time ago, but somehow you haven't been able to be where you accepted him and haven't been able to say yes and to be able to do his will and to do all those things perhaps you promised to him. But now you're here, and with all the gifts that God has given you and all the capabilities that you have, this is a place where God can have you to use those things. You can help us here at First Mount Olive Baptist Church to become more of what God would have us to be by bringing what you bring, by doing what you're able to do.